When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, music.
Well, gets me time. Every time.
Every time.
Our weekly music segment.
Boy,
music. As we continue here on The Invasion at the Tequila Volteo Musers Ticket Compound, brought to you by Hegwood Property Tax Consultants and Reliant Air Conditioning, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, and George Dunham joining us.
Yeah.
The big man.
So we were in Boston, my wife and I, last week. And I can't remember. This was probably Thursday night. Yeah, it was, because it was after the game at Fenway. And we went to what is known as the America's Oldest Tavern. It's called Bell in Hand. You know, sitting there having a couple beers, and they got a band playing.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, this band is really good, and they're playing a sound that, to me, sounds like Red Dirt, like Texas country kind of vibe. And I ended up talking to the guy for a while, and it's called the Nate Ramos Band. And I was just like, man, I counted the people, and there's like 19 people in this bar. I said, man, y'all are, like, I'm just surprised there's not more people. He goes, yeah. He goes, we love that kind of sound, that Red Dirt sound, and he had named, like George will know, Dylan Gossett, who's a up-and-coming kind of Texas country guy, apparently had played up in Boston, and they got to meet him. And
okay.
They were fans of Randy Rogers and Josh Abbott, but yet at the same token, didn't know who Pat Green was. And so I was asking him.
They got some learned.
Right, right. And he was like, yeah, we like that sound. And, you know, they had a fiddle on stage with them, which you just don't expect to see walking into a bar in Boston, that type of sound. And really enjoyed the music and stuff, so I thought I'd play some of it for you to see if you guys like it. But this is one, because it was kind of a mix of their own stuff, like their original songs, and a bunch of covers that were really cool. But this is one of his originals called Meet You at the End of the World.
I like it.
They got a Shane Smith kind of sound, too.
Okay.
If they told us tomorrow there'll be bloodshed and sorrow as a comet hurls straight towards the earth, there'll be earthquakes and tidal waves and nobody will be safe, but I'll meet you at the end of the world. Though I'm out on this road 600 miles away from home, I make it back to give you someone to hold. If they told us tomorrow there'll be bloodshed and sorrow, I'd meet you at the end of the world.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Really good.
No, I ain't fighting Mother Nature.
Sounds like somebody.
I'm better than a crosser, but amongst the danger, I see stars align.
Yeah, so you have that one. So, yeah, that one kind of reminded me of Shane Smith and the Saints.
Yeah. Stylistically, absolutely. They sound a little bit like, gosh. Not Mickey Brunn, but not Mickey the Motor Cars, but his brother's band. Help me out. Idaho. Braun. I'll think of it in a second.
Okay.
That's what his voice sounds like, but man, I love it. Sounds really good.
Yeah, it's cool. He had, I'm trying to see another one. I think he played this one too, called Ballad of a Truck Driver.
Now we're talking.
This is going to play. Is it playing?
One of these days, it won't be a truck driver.
I'm spinning 18 wheels through some no-name town. 3 a.m. has never felt so loud. My mom would say it's just the crickets, dear, but I drive with headphones in there in my ears. Stop at Milestone Diner to rest up. 10 more hours till I hit my draw. Middle of nowhere, Carolina night. Got me thinking about my family tonight. So I'm rolling down the freeway, driving 95. Need to make the stop in time or I won't get paid tonight. My wife, she needs some whiskey and my daughter needs a ride. Boss man pays out late and only after I arrive.
Yeah, so you get this one and, you know, it's wild. And talking to this dude.
Reckless Kelly, that's who I was trying to
Okay, Reckless Kelly, yeah,
Willie
yeah.
Braun, not Mickey, but yeah.
Reckless Kelly, of course. And, and talking to this guy, I mean, they play at small places around Massachusetts, and he's, you know, like this tiny little place in Boston, and he said he got a couple of gigs coming up in New Hampshire, and I was like, man, you guys...
They do great in Texas.
I know. I told him, I was like, you have got to come down to Texas. And he said, yeah, me and my bandmates, we went to Austin last year and loved it, but we just don't know anyone. Like, how do we...
That would be tough, yeah.
Yeah, and I told him, I was like, man, I can give you a couple places you could at least call. Like, not Billy Bob's, obviously, but like Love and War or some of those venues like that. I was like, man, your sound... I feel like if you guys could get down to Texas and just get on at a couple places, your sound will hit.
Absolutely.
He's like, you think so for real, man? I was like, dude, I'm 100% serious.
Yeah.
Super cool guy.
Did you get his info?
Yeah, I got his Instagram and stuff. I've been chatting with him, and I gave him a couple of places to check into. And I said, man, we're in the Dallas area, there are stations that only play this type of music. He's like, really?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. We could get it set up to where they could get, you know, we could make it worth their while. Assuming that these venues would, you know, let them come down and play. But, yeah, I think it'd be worth their time. And because I think you're right. I think they would make fans and who knows.
Yeah, you never know.
So many different venues around the Metroplex where you can go and at least give that test run. And all of a sudden, when that word of mouth shows, and maybe it can grow a little bit. Or maybe, all right, we took our swing. We couldn't get it done. Let's, you know, go somewhere else. But it feels like that would be – the place with that sound that you would want to try to get on is definitely down here in Texas.
Man, there's so much music out there and so many bands like that, just in this state, but across the country.
And there's so many restaurants that will have live music that's being played and just other different
especially
venues.
Here. It blew me away to hear that sound in that area
of
the country.
Yeah, you hear that, I would think. And obviously they've recorded music, so they're they've got something, and that's really good. What's the name of the band again?
The Nate Ramos Band.
Okay.
Really enjoyed it. He's got several original
music.
Yeah.
Man, what if they want to come down here and you can be their manager and you go on the road and you're booking gigs?
Yeah. Okay. You're like Tom Hanks and that thing you do.
I know. Yeah, there you go. Next thing you know, they blow it up and I just quit this job and I'm a band manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Totes.
No, but I'd love to have him come down here. I was trying to help him out because, you guys are really good.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Is it something you wanted to throw down here, Moose?
Yeah, what you
if
got
you got
for
time.
It?
Yeah,
you got time. Of course.
Okay, so Donnie and I and Matt, we were talking earlier about that very intimidating... We started with what was your most intimidating grade. We started talking about different levels of elementary school. But then we settled on, no, when you make that move to junior high or when you make that move to high school. So in this case, this is when you make your move to high school... You're a ninth grader, and all of a sudden you have grown men around you that are 18 or 19, and you also have girls who are 18 or 19.
Sure.
And here you are, 14 or 15, and you look like a little kid. So when I was in ninth grade, I went to a little school named Lano, but my parents had a place that was 20 miles away. It was on the lake in Lake LBJ. Horseshoe Bay, and there were like 12 of us that had to, because it was Lano County, but we were still 24 miles away. We had to take this long bus trip. So when I was a freshman, intimidated by everybody, you know, and it was only my second year to live there, so I didn't know a lot of kids in town. And one day, this high school girl who was a senior when I was a freshman, I was getting ready to take the bus, I was out there waiting for the bus, and she was leaving school, and she said, hey, you live in Horseshoe Bay, don't you? I said, well, yeah. Would you like a ride home? Why, yes, I would. Okay.
Of course.
And she was a senior, and I was a freshman, and we became friends. And I would go back in the summers after we moved to Dallas and ran with some of the same friends, but I've not seen her in 45 years or more. But when I look back on it, I thought, you know, that was probably, number one, it was the first girl that was ever, like, nice to me, and she was 3 years older. So, at the time, that's a big age gap.
Huge gap.
A freshman has no business,
right,
number one, talking to a senior girl.
Yeah.
And certainly asking her, and what am I going to do? I couldn't drive.
Right.
So we were just friends. But I look back at it and thought, you know what? It shows you the impact, because all these years later, I remember that day, just like you told a similar story,
right,
Donovan. And she has no idea, but the impact she had on me, because it was a very humanistic experience of just someone who's nice to you, mm-hmm, you know? And so I have not seen her in 45 years, so I wrote this song, and it's about that day and our, you know, friendship afterwards. And one of the things was, on our trip back and forth to school, sometimes I'd catch a ride to school, she had a Mark V, which was a sweet Lincoln. That was a really nice car.
Yeah.
And she had an 8-track player, and she always played Supertramp. So we don't have 8-track players anymore, and I haven't seen her in 45 years, so that's the hook of it, is whatever happened to 8-tracks and whatever happened to you. My son says I ought to call it 8-tracks and smoke shows.
Awesome.
But it's called Whatever Happened to You. And you want to hear a little,
yeah,
bit of the story?
Check it out.
Okay. Tyler's got it.
That's a really cool song.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Awesome, yeah, this will probably be the only time it's played on radio. We're finishing a record that should be done in a month or so, and that's on there. And we call it Supertramp, but if you write about a girl, you can't really call it Supertramp.
No,
Yeah.
Hey, I wrote this. What if all of a sudden on social media she appears? You're like, hey, listen to this song. I wrote it about you and our encounter. Supertramp. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I thought we were friends.
Supertramp.
Supertramp. She's super trampy. Yeah.
Maybe I'll switch it to that.
All right, Moose, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Boy, music for another week. That was awesome.